Dr. Penske dictating, email IME on Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, Hart, H-A-R-T. Randy Hart is a 54-year-old male who reports he became injured at work about 6 years ago. Period. He attributes this to working in tight crawl spaces, causing injuries to his neck and back. Period. In 1993, he underwent his first surgery on the lumbar spine by Dr. Lospinuso, L-O-S-P-I-N-U-S-O, and Dr. Salerno, S-A-L-E-R-N-O, period. In 1994, he underwent a second surgery, a level higher. Period. He also underwent surgery on the neck to treat a single herniated disc. Period. He continues to receive treatment by way of injections. Period. He states his latest lumbar MRI revealed a bulging disc above the surgery. Period. On 8/23, he had lumbar sacral injections. Period. He declines having a stimulator implanted, having seen a new spine surgeon named Dr. Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, period. I've been informed that he has filed an occupational claim from 1-2-20 through 11-3-20, causing disabilities to his neck, back, comma, neck, comma, back, comma, and pulmonary system. Period. I am not in receipt of any true medical records to review in this matter. Period. As for his claim petition, he alleges from 1-2-20 through 11-3-20, repetitive heavy lifting, carrying, pushing, pulling, and work effort caused injuries to his neck and back, as well as pulmonary disability due to mold exposure. Period. Physical exam. Heart, normal macro. Lungs, normal macro. Extremities upper inspection revealed a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. Extremities lower, motion of both hips was full, but flexion elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees, but extension was reduced to 35 degrees, comma, right rotation 70 degrees and left to 65 degrees, with side bending right 40 degrees and left to 35 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 4.5 inches in length. Period. He also had a left lower quadrant abdominal scar that he attributed to the first surgery done in 1993. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Period. Side bending right was mildly reduced to 20 degrees, but was full in the left to 25 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees without tenderness. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 75 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Impressions. Randy Hart alleges the routine job tests with the insured during a period of less than 1 year in 2020 caused disabilities to his neck, back, and pulmonary system. Period. I have not been provided with any medical documentation to review in this matter. Period. As per Mr. Hart, he underwent surgery on his neck involving fusion of one disc. Period. He also had two surgeries on the lumbar spine in 1993 and 1994. Period. He states his latest MRI showed a disc bulge above the previous surgical levels. Period. He had a lumbar injection on 3/8/23. Period. It was suggested he accept stimulator implantation, but he declined. Period. He currently is still is no longer working for the insured. Period. However, he has been working at Royal Farms as a guest attendant since 11/23/22. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found normal heart and lung sounds. Period. There was no use of the accessory muscles of respiration. Period. Did have healed surgical scarring about the lumbar spine. Period. There were skin changes on the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. There was mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical and lumbar sacral spines. Period. Neural tension, scratch that. Sperling's manipulator was negative and neural tension signs were negative. Period. He belatedly informed me that he saw Dr. Ingerman, I-N-G-E-R-M-A-N, relative to his mold exposure. Period. The doctor advised him that his tests were okay. Period. The doctor focused on the petitioner being a smoker. Period. New paragraph. He does currently admit to smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for the last 32 years. Period. Earlier, during the span of time, he was smoking two packs of cigarettes per day. Period. He also was diagnosed with colon cancer, for which he underwent removal of the right side of his colon about 4 years ago. Period. The underlying pathology is unclear. Period. New paragraph. At this juncture, I'm not in receipt of sufficient information to offer accurate impairment ratings. Period. However, it does appear that they would not be attributable to the alleged period of occupational exposure. Period. This is based on the fact he had surgeries on the cervical and lumbar spine decades ago before he began working at the insured. Period. In terms of the pulmonary system, it appears that he did not carry a particular diagnosis, nor was there definitive lung disease attributable to an unspecified mold exposure. Period. And that is the end.